Welcome, guys. This is the 1 year anniversary to Marriage and Martinis. We've been here doing this for a year. Danielle's here. She can say hi.
Oh, hello.
I just wanted to start off before we start with the music, before we start the episode. My biggest thing that I think for us is how we've matured over the first year. Mm. I think we've become very mature, upstanding parents and adults.
100%.
Which is why I'm so excited to do this 1 year anniversary episode. And this episode just happens to be episode number 69.
And they say miracles don't happen.
Honestly, this was not planned.
No, we literally just looked and were like, it is episode 69. How? I mean, come on.
We just finished
if you
recording.
You do not believe in fate.
Right?
The fact that our year anniversary episode is the 69th episode, I mean, it's fucking fantastic.
We just finished recording. I went to save the file. Mm-hmm. I sorted by episode number, and I said, holy shit, look at this. Danielle, go. I said, Danielle, you have to come see this.
Yep. Oh,
so,
we have matured.
So we're very mature, and I want to thank you guys for staying along for the ride. All right, guys, enjoy. This is going to be fun.
Yep.
All right. Bye. Hey guys, welcome back to Marriage and Martinis, and I'm Adam. Here's Danielle.
Hi.
Ding, ding, ding. We are at 1 year.
Ding, ding, ding.
I don't know. What kind of noise would you do?
I would do like a champagne bottle opening.
Yeah,
or
but
something.
That we do that for the ad.
Oh, okay. Ding, ding, ding. It is.
1 year. Holy shit! Right.
Yep. Just about.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
It's amazing.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
We're still here.
We're still here. Yep. Yep.
All right. So we're going to do a 1 year anniversary episode. And last time I'm going to say this year, I promise. I wish I was better prepared for this. I almost didn't even want to do this episode today because I did not have enough prep time for this. And I just, I wanted it to be a little special. I wanted it to be something good, but I just didn't have the time. So you're going to get what you're going to get. I'm sorry.
I know. I was almost like, I wish we could have like, a surprise guest or something. Somebody come out from, like the other room and I would have them like surprise you.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah.
Who would have that been?
For you or for me?
You were going to surprise me, so.
Well, just to have somebody on. I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Gosh, there's so many people.
I know, Brené Brown.
Brené Brown would work. I would go for Brené Brown.
Brené?
Brené.
BR, Brené.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I always thought it was Brené Brown.
You always thought? You think about her so often?
Well, you speak about her every episode, so when I hear it, I think
right.
Brené Brown.
Yeah, and she has a special on Netflix we should watch.
Okay.
Yeah, sure. I want you to watch it with me.
What you got? What are we doing?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
That's a lot of pressure.
You have anything fun to talk about first? Or
no.
Yeah.
Not really. I mean, we've just basically been, it's been me home, you at work, same kind of thing, but now we're just about done.
Yeah.
Now we're back to regular life.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do something fun.
I know. I would love to do something fun.
Yeah. Let's stop recording right now and just like go to the beach. No, I hate the beach.
Yeah. Why? Oh my
Let's
God.
Let's go to the,
I would go to the beach.
Something just popped into my head. I don't know. It's nice out today. It's like 84 and sunny.
It's beautiful out.
Yeah, but not the beach.
No. Okay. So I don't know. I wanted to do an episode where a lot of people ask about the start of the podcast. Why did we start it? How did we start it? Even the technical stuff, which I still know nothing about. And I just wanted to do an episode to sort of like go back and talk about some things. Maybe we have some new listeners. And I don't know. I just thought it would be fun to kind of rehash it all.
Yeah. When I was answering my questions, I was listening to the first episode, mm-hmm. which I have not done since the first episode.
I can't bring myself to do it.
It was a bit painful, but not as bad as I thought it might have been.
Right. Well, people do say I started from the beginning and I'm, you know, like that now they'll go back and start from the beginning.
Right.
And I just assume that anybody who listens to the first episode just stops right there.
They're gone.
No, but people say I listen from the beginning. I'm binging now and catching up. And I'm like, wow, if you made it through some of those first episodes,
yeah,
you really must love us. Yep.
Yeah, it was kind of fun to listen to that one because, yeah.
I'll have to go back and listen. Wow. Yeah.
Okay, so let's start. How do you want to?
Well, I asked you if you remember even the first, because it all started from me. You know, I had an idea in my head, as we all do, about things we want to do and things that are crazy. And we think, oh, well, you know, it's a great idea, but it sounds stupid to even think it could be a reality, although a podcast could be a reality for anybody. That's the beauty of podcasts.
Obviously. We're here.
But I just remember thinking to myself, it's kind of stupid, but at the same time, I need to just say it. And I feel like everybody at home probably has an idea of some type of something that they want to do. And they just, once you say it, there's this pressure of, okay, well, now...
No, you said it.
Now I have to do it. Yeah. So I just wanted to know if you remembered... I know you don't remember much from that time period.
What?
You weren't sober much of the time.
Oh, come on.
But from what... True. Yes, it is.
It is not.
So do you remember, like, when I first told you? It was... Do you even remember what month it was or anything?
No.
Me either.
No.
Right, it's all big blur.
No way.
Yeah.
I do remember we were sitting in our bar room... and just doing what we usually did, which was talking, having fun, just together being alone. And you said, we should be recording this. And I said, okay. And you said, let's start a podcast. And after that, did I just say, okay? Or I don't even remember what my reaction or response was to it. But it was just that simple, right? Well, for me it was. Maybe not for you, because you were thinking about it for a while, which I hadn't been, but you... just came out and said, hey, let's start a podcast.
Yeah, I think in my mind, I thought it would be really fun to do together. I think I also was looking for just a way for you to, I've said this before 1,000 times, but a way for you to be home, a way for you to keep you home and to have something that we could do where I knew your whereabouts, I knew you were safe, I knew that everything that was going on at that time in your life, I needed to somehow, I don't want to say control it, but I needed to bring it to a place of sanity. It was just an insane time. And so I just sort of thought, if we're going to air it all out and we're going to have to work through it, well, number one, maybe we can help people. Number two, it would be really fun. And it's just a one and a two. I don't have a three.
Number three was that I'd be home with you. Right?
Yeah, that you would be home because you were going away a lot and leaving a lot, and it was just a really hard time. And I had a blog already, and I really was enjoying doing that, but I wanted you involved. I knew that. I knew I wanted to be a team with you in this. Mm-hmm. I could have asked a friend. I could have asked, but I wanted it to be me and you. I really thought that dynamic would be special. And also, I knew that there wasn't anything like this out there, because when I was searching for podcasts to listen to when we were going through everything was either religious based or, self-help. That was so not what I was looking for. I'm sure there's tons of, that's awesome for, you know, the people who listen to those. That's great. I needed something raw. I needed something. I was in a place of, I need someone to tell me that, they've gone through this too. And there was nothing like that.
No, there's definitely a place for looking to find somebody for help, mm-hmm. or whether it be a religious point of view or a counselor point of view, marital counselor point of view, or any of those things that you just want to hear, how do you help me? Where that's not us. It's thank fucking God I'm normal too.
Yeah. Yeah. And although I think we do also offer the, we have people on and we research, and I think we have a...
Yeah, but it didn't start that way.
It did not start that way. Nope.
No,
just
from the beginning is what I'm saying. Like, yeah. It was just, we want to let people know what we wanted to know too. Like, is it just us?
Right.
Like, right. Are we going to put this shit out there and then 100% of the people are going to be like, you guys are fucked
yes,
up.
Yes.
What are you doing?
Yes, there was definitely I know, here's the thing that I think about. And I guess everybody, you know, who starts anything new, it's that first leap where you're like, how the fuck did I do that? Like, how did we release that into the world is what I always think to myself. Yeah. Like, how did we have the guts knowing our family was going to hear it, our friends were going to hear it? I mean,
And not knowing people can relate.
And not knowing people can relate and not knowing if people were going to like it.
Right. So we could have just thrown shit out there and everybody been like, what the fuck's wrong with you guys?
Right.
What are you doing?
Right.
Number one, why are you like that? Number two, why are you putting it out there?
Right. And so few people have said that, which is...
it's been the opposite.
It's been the opposite. And on so many levels. And people always say, I love you guys because you make us feel... so much less alone. Well, that's exactly what everybody has done for us too. It's been a back and forth. And what people don't realize is that we get these messages and everything of people saying thank you and here's what I went through and sharing your own stories with us. And that it's a total reciprocation because when you do that for us and when you say you've helped me, you've saved our marriage, which we get sometimes, which I'm like, holy shit, like that's incredible. It's the same for us. We feel it too.
Yeah,
and that's what keeps us being vulnerable.
Sending us messages, please don't, because it keeps us going.
I'm sorry, but somebody who has never answered a message.
But I read them. Right. I just don't answer them.
No, no. I think that it's a two-way street. And for us, one of the things we've gotten out of this also is that we have discovered that there's a whole community of people, a whole shitload of people all over who are dealing with the same stuff we are, and that none of us is in this alone. And that, you know, we go on social media and there are these picture perfect, I see these beautiful people and their marriages with their kid, you know, everything looks so perfect. And I can't identify with that, you know, even as an influencer and being on social media, having my own account on Instagram and everything, it looks like shit. Like people will like do pretty things and make pretty posts and, you know, have these perfectly staged whatever. And my account isn't like that because it's just not me. Like even my account can't look perfect and pretty and everything like that because I don't know how to do that.
No.
I'm that's so not who I am.
No,
that it would be lying to even have it look like that, you know?
Yes.
So, and it would be too much effort. I'd never be able to do it.
Yeah. But you should have like the anti-Pinterest.com website.
Yeah. We need to make one of those. That was a fail. Pinterest fail.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah. Like a Pinterest fail. Yeah. Oh, which my whole life is a Pinterest fail.
Is that like when people post like,
I think there's a Netflix show about it now.
Like I saw a cake on Pinterest and then here's my version.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's fun.
Right. Yeah, yeah. No, I think
that's us.
I think there's a show on it called Failed that is like,
oh, that's
now.
Funny.
Yeah. But I just remember from the time where we got the equipment to the time where we actually launched the podcast, it was all sitting on our dining room table and I just kind of we'd walk by it constantly being like, there's the equipment again. There it is sitting in the boxes.
Yeah.
Oh, look, we're going to be podcasters. There it is again. Like Big Ben in a,
right, yeah.
in a European vacation. Yeah. Look, kids, Big Ben, Parliament. It's same kind of thing. Like we just walked by it probably 1,000 times and we're like, yeah, we're going to be podcasters, but we didn't know what the hell to do with it.
No. What we've learned, I should say what I've learned from starting a podcast, the technical side of everything, because you did the Instagram post or the Instagram episode. I think people have asked about how to podcast, and trust me, I'm one of those people too, because I was out there trying to gather information and learn what to do, because you know I have no background in audio or anything that involves what we're doing here.
You don't say.
Yeah, not at all. So if anybody wants to know, I'd be happy to do an episode about how you can get started, how to do it the way we did it, because it's very different than the typical answer you're going to get from everybody else. The research that I've done kind of didn't help me, so I'm more than happy to throw out there our experience, what we've done, what I've done on the technical side. So if that's something that you guys want to hear, let me know. I'll do it. I can either write it or do a podcast about it. Let me know, because I'm happy to share that because it's not much.
Well, and that's been one thing that's been so cool about us doing this together is that we both have such unique, I mean, I could never do the technical aspect of it.
Right.
You could never do everything else.
Do you have any idea what's involved?
No,
with
I know.
I do.
No.
Exactly.
And I'm so glad.
See, that's the, it's almost like our lives. It's all the stuff that you don't see at the front
Lord,
end.
Here we go.
Yeah. It's like the salt in the tank.
Right, exactly. Let's go back to the salt in the tank.
Exactly. You mm-hmm. don't, nobody sees it. Nobody knows you're doing it, but your water's perfect.
I see you in here editing while you're playing SimCity on your computer and everything. I know what you're doing.
No, but I have a lot about that in this, in my answers for this episode, but I'll just jump to it now is I have a not a background, a love for technology, a love for design. I've never been an expert in any way. I never studied it. But I always had an interest in all of that stuff. I've been a Mac geek for my whole life. You know that. I love playing with apps on the computer. And the nice thing about the Mac is that they kind, if you're using an Apple product, they kind of all work in the same way ish, which is what enabled me to get to be able to do the technical stuff for the podcast. Sorry, I'll save that to do the episode on that.
Yeah.
Well, sorry.
The one thing that goes with that is that one of the things I've also learned during this process, I always loved school. You and I were opposite.
Sorry. No,
go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. I forgot where I was going, and I rambled on to the technical stuff. But what I was trying to answer before was, the fuck was I talking about?
Oh, boy.
I'm only like a few sips into my drink, so I can't blame that.
Nope.
But
it's that you're almost 42.
I guess.
A couple more weeks.
What the hell were we just talking about?
Well, we were talking about how you can teach yourself things, I think.
All right, who cares?
What
were you saying?
But I was just going to say that one of the things that's been also so, and not just for podcasting, it'd be for anything you want to start and do now and that you think you don't know how to do it, but you have a great idea. I mean, my God, when I was in college and everything, I used to just like go to my classes and I loved every second of it. But now there's literally like a whole wealth of information about everything everywhere. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That you can, between podcasts and documentaries and the internet and, oh my God, it's unbelievable what you can teach yourself.
Anything that you want to do, search it on YouTube and mm-hmm. it's right there.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what it is, you know? So, you can learn to do anything in a day just by watching some YouTube videos.
Right. Well, it's just crazy because, we always say we're not experts in stuff and anything. But, I mean, from the past year, what we have taught ourselves and what we have learned and the research. I mean, before every episode, I do a ton of research on whatever it is we're talking about.
Now I remember what I was talking about.
Oh, shit.
What you do and what I do for this. The best thing, I'm answering questions already that are for much later, but it doesn't matter.
That's all right.
We're in conversation.
Yeah,
it's fun.
Yeah, of course.
Is you're getting to do what you've always loved doing and you've never been able to take it to a profession or
shopping?
Besides shopping.
Okay.
you're writing. The writing kind of translates into everything that you do because you write our episodes, you write everything on social media, mm-hmm. you communicate with everybody. On social media. So you're getting to, I think you're extremely happy with, you studied English in, right? English? That's what you studied in college, right?
Ish.
Right. But that's all you. And I know nothing about it. I barely speak it. So.
That is for sure.
But that's all you. And I don't get it. And my side of it is all me and the stuff that I've always loved to do. And it translates into this podcast. And you know nothing about it. Mm-hmm. So us as a team, it just works perfectly.
Yes.
Maybe.
Well,
why? Looking at your face. They say maybe.
Well, I'm just thinking of at the end of an episode where we fling off the headphones and are like, fuck you. No, fuck you. No, why did you say that?
That's not in the end of an episode. That's in the
middle. No, that's in the middle. But then what happens then even after? You know, so it's like all teamwork until we're ready to fucking kill each other.
But that's okay. But that's why it's working for us. Because you're doing to the best of what you are the best at for you. And I'm doing the same for me. And we both know nothing about each other's part in this.
Wow.
No?
Yeah.
What? Was that good? I don't know. The way you're looking at me, I don't know if that was good or bad.
Yes. Your phraseology is very, it's very
phraseology.
It's very interesting.
I don't know what I'm saying.
No, yes, it's true. It's the same kind of thing. It's a teamwork is what we're saying.
And all of that said, yeah. I'll just say the word teamwork.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, fine.
There you go.
I'm learning.
You're learning.
1 year in, I'm learning.
Right. Yeah.
All right, so I'm done. That's all I have.
That's all you have for the whole episode?
I summed up everything in that one.
Oh. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Okay, so was that what you were going to say you've learned about life in the past year?
Let me find it. What question number was that?
I think it's the second question.
Kind of. Yeah.
Would you like to elaborate?
Does anybody want me to elaborate?
No, well, no, don't I, like I don't know. Is it still technology based? Is that what you're talking about? Because that's not life. I'm talking about life. Have you learned anything?
Yes.
I mean, really? I mean,
okay.
Yes.
I'll use different words to make it about life. Okay. I found all the things that I'm passionate about, and I've taken all of that and put it into this, and. Yeah, I'm reading here, and it's kind of already what I said, so I don't want to repeat myself. People don't like that.
Is this the thing you've done in your life other than marrying yours truly?
Yes.
Is this the thing that you've done in your life that you are the most proud of?
This is, yes.
I mean, besides your children.
Who? All two of them.
All two of them. Go ahead.
Yes, this is absolutely something that I'm extremely proud of. Passionate about and has enabled me to bring out everything that I love doing and putting it into this. So to answer your question simply, yes.
But I always wonder, I wonder to myself, do you ever wish there was like, we were doing like a science podcast or a technology podcast? Because your passions, you know, are based on, you know, there's science, technology.
Well, technology is science.
Like, would you, I mean, you would be, if we were sitting down here every day and the name of the podcast was like, you know, Life on Mars.
No, because you can find 1,000 of those podcasts out there.
Right.
So
but it
I would love
to
talk about
sitting
it.
Down doing.
I would, yes, I would love to do that. I don't wish this was that. Mm-hmm. If I could, hey, if anybody else out there has a podcast about that kind of stuff, I'd be happy to come on and talk about it.
Yeah, well, I think you would love that.
Yeah, so I would love to do that as kind of a
or if anybody
like
wants
thing.
You to do an episode about space.
Oh, well, let's do it.
About aliens. Oh, Area 57.
Well,
what's
talk,
it called?
I'm not allowed to talk about the aliens or Area 51.
Why?
I was told not to. I was told I can't talk about that stuff.
You're not allowed to reveal your
yes,
secrets?
Yes, I can't.
talk by about, NASA?
I can't talk about, I can't say who said that either.
Was it an alien?
I can't tell you. I don't want to put my family in jeopardy and talk about things I'm not supposed to talk about.
Okay.
I'm protecting you guys.
Okay. It would explain
yes,
a whole lot.
I would love to sit down for, you know, a podcast and talk about science stuff, alien stuff, UFO stuff. And again, I'll answer another question that I had for later on. One of my favorite podcasters who I've spoken many times about with Joe Rogan, who just had Bob Lazar on. I'm not going to get into it because you guys are all going to be bored to death because this is not the community for that. But that was an amazing interview for a whole lot of reasons. Go watch it if you care.
Or listen. You don't have to watch it.
Or listen. Yeah. It's on YouTube.
Okay.
I would do that in a second. I would love to have that 2-hour conversation and be part of that discussion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody who wants to do it,
hook
me up. I'm in.
Okay.
Yeah. Also, one thing that I've learned about life, 40 is not too late to start something.
Right?
Yeah. I thought...
Not only is it not too late, it's a fabulous time to start something. So
I
is 50, so is
agree.
60, so is 65, so is 70 is good too.
I was a little nervous starting something at 40, thinking, is it too late to start something new? Not that I'm old, but just to start something. From scratch at 40, because then you got to be 45 or 50 by the time it starts getting, you know, like you start to get old, you know?
Right.
Like you're supposed to start something when you're 25 or 30, you know? Mm-hmm. So
well,
I
that's
was
why I think
about
so
that.
Many people don't wind up doing things they're passionate about because they think their time has come and gone.
Right.
And no, it has not.
So if you see how passionate we are, listening to us talk about this stuff. Mm-hmm. If that's how you feel about something, no matter how old you are, just go do it.
Yeah.
If you can. If you have the means, if you can, go do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
All right. So that's what I learned about myself.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, no, this was about life.
That's what I meant.
Yeah, I mean,
Am I coming across like extremely like stupid and tired?
No, I know you're so tired. This is the last time we'll say that because work is going to begin to slow down, and I know you're so tired.
I know. I feel so bad talking about this.
You don't sound stupid. No, this is also what we say is you can do something even if there's this beautiful thing called the side hustle. And a side hustle is where you have your regular job and then you experiment and try something on the side that you're passionate about. And therefore, if it works or it doesn't work, it was somewhat of an investment, but not you didn't give up everything in your life to do it. So and then maybe hopefully it'll grow and get bigger. But I don't the idea of the side hustle, I feel like it's kind of become a really big thing. And people who are on social media or who are filmmakers or people are doing these things that are a side hustle to try to pursue their passions, even if they can't give up everything else in their life to make it happen.
Yeah. To further the point, I'm not saying this in any way to, I don't want to use the word brag in any way. Like, that's why I said you have to be really passionate about something you're doing as a side hustle. I'm up at 5 o'clock, 5 to 5:30 every morning. I don't have to leave for work until 8 o'clock. What do I leave at eight mm-hmm. o'clock, 8:15, whatever. But until then, I'm in bed, I have my coffee with my computer, and I'm doing stuff for this. Mm-hmm. Because I never used to get up at 5 o'clock. Maybe I am because I'm excited about having time to work on this. But I have to leave for work, be there for 10 to 11 hours, and then come home at 7:30. And then you and I are talking about this. So I'm not saying this to say, hey, look what I'm doing. Look how good I am. What I'm saying is you have to love this side hustle. You have to be really passionate about starting something new while you're doing something else, because you can't just drop everything and do it. I mean,
right.
You have to sustain and, you know, support mm-hmm. a family. So to me, it's not like I get up at 5 and I have to work. I get up because I'm excited to do
right.
it.
Yeah.
And I love it. And then when I come home after being on my feet for 10, 11 hours, we're back in the game talking about this and doing this till we go to bed. And mm-hmm. that's pretty much what our life has become. But I say that in a positive way. I love it.
Right. Yeah.
So, yeah, I just wanted to kind of throw that in there, that if you're thinking about doing something while you can't just drop everything and do it, you have to love it. You have to be really, really passionate about doing it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. And one thing that I've learned about life, a few things, is that, first of all, that I never realized how many times and how constantly we're changing as human beings. Like, I was in no position at 22 when I graduated college to make any life choices for myself, you know?
No.
Right? I mean,
I'm not sure you still are able to do that.
Well, but the thing that I've learned is that you don't have to, none of your life choices have to be forever. You know?
Explain.
That we can keep reinventing ourselves and we can keep going down different paths and trying new things. And, you know, if you had told me 5 years ago that I was going to be a podcaster, I would have been like, what the fuck? Like, no, I'm not.
Well, you would have been like, what's a podcast?
Right. No, I knew what a podcast was 5 years ago.
Only because of me.
Right.
You know, I've been listening since they started.
Right.
But you're new to the podcast.
Yeah, right? I am. Yeah. But what I'm saying is that we can't get locked into these choices, and we need to allow ourselves to say, like, they make us make professional choices at such a young age that, you know, when we graduate, okay, well, now I'm going to be, you know, this for the rest of my life. Well, no, this is what I'm doing for now. You know, that let's allow ourselves to be constantly evolving and not feel like we're locked into something and constantly changing. And that goes for everything. That goes for marriage. That goes for parenting. That we don't have to be one way, you know, and it's like I say, and we mention this in almost every episode, that Esther Perel says, you know, within one marriage, you can have four marriages within that, four different mm-hmm. relationships, four, you know, rebirths, renewals, whatever it is. And that I truly, truly believe that. And the second thing that I think I've really learned is that there's this presumption by people that everyone wants to have the status quo normal marriage, the picture perfect marriage, you know, that we want to have, you know, money and nice things, and that nothing bad is going to happen. No one's going to stray or betray or lie or anything like that. And that's the marriage that we're all aspiring to. And but I've sort of found that with even us and with other people that people will say to me, listen, we've gone through shit. We lost all our money. We, you know, one of us had an affair, or one of us made, you know, a crazy decision without the other one. Or but then they also say, but I love my marriage. But I love where I am. I love the person, you know. So there's this assumption, like someone had said to me when they found out what you did, someone in our life had said to me, how could you stay with him? Why would you stay with him? Why would you? Well, because this is where I want to be. And that we were working through it and everything. Had you said, I'm not going to work on it, I wouldn't have stayed. But I don't think we should make the assumption that because our marriage doesn't, quote unquote, look picture perfect and everything, that it's not the marriage we want to be in. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
Or that for looking at other people, when we see other people, oh, they must want, you know, they live in a small house and they drive a shitty car. They must want more money. Or, you know, her kid is acting a certain way. You know, she must want him to be different. Like, I think that we have this assumption of what things are supposed to look like, and we need to stop that. So I think about everything we've been through in the past couple of years. And for now, for me to look back and I say, I don't wish it didn't happen. I'm glad it all happened. I'm glad we went through what we did. I wouldn't trade it. And
but why?
Because of where we are now and what we're doing now and what's come out of it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So should I do more bad stuff so we can have
oh my God.
More good stuff to come?
I swear to God. No, I don't know. I don't think I can deal with
like if we
more.
Run out of topics to talk about, do I have to like do things right? So we have ideas?
Yes. We could make it like the Jackass marriage podcast where we go out and just do dumb shit and see how like, the other person responds.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, that would be so funny.
That would be so funny.
Yeah.
I can't even think of like, you know, I don't know.
I don't know. Like we were watching The Fighter last night with our son mm-hmm. and having to explain all the situation. But we haven't gotten to that point yet. So do we have to go there? So right. You could have something to talk about.
Right.
You
know? Like as each episode, each week, we should do something really dumb and then talk about it. I don't know. I just feel like this assumption of what good or happy or, you know, is all. I wrote something on Instagram the other day about how you and I would not do well. I would not do well in a life where everything was predictable and, you know, you went to work at 8 a.m., you came home at 7 p.m., and, you know, we just lived a very...
I think things have gotten pretty predictable lately.
Yes, lately.
Well, not even just lately, but within the last year. They're predictable.
Right.
But they're fun.
Right.
So that's okay.
And that's where we are right now. But what I'm saying is, you know, when I married you, a lot of the reason I married you is because you were always adventurous and you were always fun. And not to say that what you were doing was fun and adventurous these past few years, because it wasn't. It was fucked up.
No, it was fun.
Yeah, for you it was. But I don't even think so. I don't even think you were happy. But, you know, I think that for a lot of people, that comes with, we're complicated human beings, and that a lot of times that's that comes with great stuff, and you've given me a lot of adventure and a lot of fun and a lot of forgiveness, because you also, you know, because you know what it is to be fucked up and I know what it is to be fucked up, and people might look on and say, oh my God, they went through all this stuff, what a fucked up marriage. But I disagree.
Okay. Quick, I'll make it as fast as possible.
Oh, for fuck's sake, please do.
Well, no matter what you're going through, not you, Danielle, but anybody who's listening.
Thank you for clarifying. How about if you just say a person?
If one is going through a situation that they're not happy with, there's always somebody else out there who's going through a worse situation. Just that you need to remember that. Not you, Danielle, but everybody who's one should remember that, right? There's always somebody else going through worse. So my point is, if you're willing to stay in the situation, whether it be a marriage or I guess you can't get rid of your kids if you're not happy with them, but
some people do,
I guess. But no, there's always somebody worse off, and everybody else is trying to work through it. If you want to, work through it. If you don't want to,
right,
get out.
And you both have to be
willing. But your situation is not the worst in the world. Mm-hmm. Just like yours wasn't, because we get messages all the time where even I'm like, holy shit, that happened. And people listen to us and say, holy shit, he did that. Mm-hmm. And there's a line you can go down that.
And what do you do with it? You know, what do you take it and do something positive with it? Or do you keep spiraling? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That, you know, and that's also what's important. Okay. But what I was basically saying.
Well, no, are you closing this out?
Yes, I'm closing this out by what I was basically saying is don't judge your marriage or somebody else's by what something is supposed to look like.
There is no supposed to.
Well, sometimes I think we're being fed a lot of that, especially on social media. So I just think we need to take a step back and be like, you know what? The person might be totally fulfilled in that, you know, situation despite what they've gone through.
Well, we're here to fix that shit.
Thank you for coming to our TED Talk.
All right, let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Bye. No, not bye. We'll be back.
I think by now people know that, I think people know I'm dog obsessed.
I've
always been dog obsessed. I always have to have dogs in my life. We have two dogs right now.
Everybody's
heard them bark, yeah. Billy and Augie. And we just got our first delivery of BarkBox. And as much as I love to hike with our dogs and spend time with them, I also love when they leave us alone.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
Like now would be nice?
Yeah, now would be nice. Yeah, they're right next to us. But what's so great about BarkBox is it comes straight to your door. I opened it for them. I gave them each one of the toys inside. And then I spent the next hour writing up our podcast stuff because they were so busy and occupied that it was like a little miracle coming to the door.
A miracle.
Yeah, it was like a little miracle of just like them leaving me alone and going and playing with their BarkBox stuff. So, and they were so excited. I think they were like, finally a freaking UPS package for us.
Right. Well, it's so fun to get those monthly subscriptions.
Yes.
Now the dogs can get in on that
too.
I know.
They were really into it. They loved it. They've been sniffing the box too to see what else is in there, but I am saving the rest for another time. And BarkBox ships directly to your door. There's a $40 value starting at $22 a month. And there's drool-worthy treats made in U.S. and Canada without corn, soy, or wheat. And if you have a heavy chewer, if your dog has allergies, they accommodate all kinds of special needs. And there's 100% happiness guaranteed. If your dog doesn't love something, they'll replace it for free. No questions asked. So go to BarkBox.com/MNM to get your BarkBox subscription. And you get a free extra month when you subscribe to a 6 or 12 month plan. That's pretty awesome. So go to BarkBox.com/MNM and get a free month when you subscribe for 6 or 12 months. We've talked about Love Book and how I gave one to you for Father's Day.
I loved it. Mm-hmm. I loved how it looked like me.
Yep. And
it
I was super hot in it. So everyone has a unique love story, and Love Book is the book building system that lets you tell that story by listing all the special reasons why you love someone. And it could be for anybody. Our kids made one for my mom. You could make it for a teacher, a counselor, whoever it is. And kids love to make them too. So you choose a cover and edit the title. You make the characters look like you, look like them. And you choose pages and you personalize them. And they have tons of options to make everything very personal. So go to lovebookonline.com/MNM and make sure that that MNM is capitalized, and then put in promo code MNM20, also capitalized MNM20, for 20% off. And It's just a great gift. Give it for birthdays, anniversaries, graduations, good luck, get well. It's great. Go check it out. Super fun. So we talked about that. We started this at 40 years old.
Yes.
And, you know, obviously people who are starting something earlier, they have, you know, the gift of time, which is wonderful. You know, the more time you have for something is great. But there's also, I think, you know, a certain wisdom and everything that comes with starting things later in your later years. I think
we sound like an old people talking like this.
Right. We're not old people. But I guess what I'm realizing is that from now on, I want each year, like this was a really big, productive year for us. And it was an adventure, the start of an adventure. And I guess I was listening to a podcast with Jane Fonda, and Jane Fonda in it says, she's 83. She said, I can't make my life longer, but I can make it wider and deeper. So what she's saying is with each year that she has left, she can really, you know, do things that are going to make it feel big, make it. And that's what I kind of want to do with every year from now on.
I love that you mentioned Jane Fonda in the first episode.
Oh,
and this episode.
I think I've mentioned her in a lot of episodes because I really do think she's fantastic. And when she said that, I was like, wow, that makes so much sense. And there have been years where we've taken a bunch of steps backwards. I think there's been a years where it's been very status quo. And I think this was a year for us where we took a huge leap. I would like to, I'm not saying that, look, some years are going to be status quo. Some years we might screw up again. I don't know. I'm just saying I want to try now to make each year that comes, I want there to be a sense of true value and learning in it and do something. I remember it. This is going to be the year for us that we started the podcast. Well, what's year two? What's next year going to be? I want there to be something big there too.
Oh, I have ideas.
Do you?
Yeah.
All right, good.
I don't know if I should talk about
them. No, please
don't. In case they don't happen.
No, please don't. Please okay. Don't.
But I have ideas.
Well, I'd like it to be the year we renew our vows.
Oh, that wasn't one of my ideas.
Well, I'm not surprised. But anyway, so I think that it's important to think about now each year and making the most of it. And, you know, so that's one thing I learned was, you know, that we need to make more of each year now.
Because we're getting old.
Well, we're not old. We are getting older. But I like that this year was so full.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not full in the sense of, listen, we've had wonderful vacations some years, or we've had a kid, or this was full in a different way.
Yeah. Can we not have another kid full year?
No, we will never have another kid. Too bad. Right. But what I'm saying is, you know, this was the year of the podcast.
Of course.
Kind of. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
But there's more to come.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Better be.
I got some ideas.
Oh boy, get scared, people.
All right. Moving on.
Oh, wait, but what about you? What did you learn about yourself? Nothing? I also think for the first time.
I did this.
Oh, but I didn't. Maybe you cut me off. But I also think I trust people more than I did in the past. Do you feel like that?
What does
that mean? You're more trusting of people? Like, I think in the first episode we said that there are very few people that we like and we trust, you know, we were sort of, but I've learned that I think that more people cheer you on than try to tear you down.
Well, you're more in that world than I am.
But even in our lives with this, it's amazing how supportive people in our life have been.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, but like, again, you see that way more than I do.
Well, because I put myself out there.
Well,
more.
You talk to people.
Right.
And I don't.
Right.
So,
right.
But you have the whole messaging community.
Right.
And real life community.
But what I'm saying is I think that people oftentimes don't do things out of fear of, you know, well, what are people going to think? Or they're going to be so negative? Or.
Well, that's the one thing that's been a dramatic change for me in the last couple of years. Especially since we started this, is who cares? Like, I don't care what
cares?
People think about
right.
me. What I used
well,
to.
Well, we have to not in order to do this.
Well, that's the point. But I used to care a lot.
Oh, you sure did. I remember seeing that from the view of our big house.
Yeah.
You sure did care.
So that was a big, you know, mover for me was, well, how am I going to be perceived? Like, what are people going to think about me if I don't have this car or this house or this, you know, thing? Mm-hmm. Or how many times we go out to dinner or, you know, all those things that, you know. But now it's, I don't give a shit. Like, I don't care. Like, I guess moving on to an answer to another question that you gave me was, well, like, what do I do now compared to what I was doing before, or how have I grown, or something like that, that you asked. Where now it's, I go to work and I come home and that's it. That's mm-hmm. the only place that I am. Like, I'm either at work or I'm at home.
Right. But that's just this past month.
Month? No.
Oh.
You think I'm... No.
Well, no. I mean, we do other things. You make it sound like you just work all the time and that's it.
No, just me. Like, when I used to go to work and then maybe go out to dinner and hang out by myself and have dinner or meet a friend, or, you know, where I haven't done that in a year, in a long time, since we started this thing. And... But I'm happy with that. I'm happy to... Like, my view has changed on what are my roles, what are my responsibilities. It's... I guess my growth because of this podcast in the last year and what we've been doing together, where I'm not looking for that anymore. I'm not looking for that. I need to go out and I need to be alone for an hour or two, or yeah. I need
we've
to be.
We've channeled the excitement into this.
Yeah. So like, I want to come home so we could talk about this.
Yeah.
Like, I want to come home so mm-hmm. that we can work on whatever the topic is going to be or whatever we have to do. Move forward with the podcast. Like, yeah. And we were talking about how people perceive you before mm-hmm. this all rant started. Make it quick. I just don't care. Like, I'm just mm-hmm. happy doing what we're doing. And yeah. for us, just for us and our family.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. And I think for the first time in my life, I think for the first time in my life, I know who I really am. You know,
who I really am now? Oh,
that's a good question. Do I know who you really are? Yes. I think yes, because I think it's all out there now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know who the hell you were for a while because
everything was a
lie. Everything was a lie. And, you know, it spirals. Once you tell one lie, you tell another.
Sure.
I was living in a whole, you know, cloud of lies, really. Like, I was just walking around just not knowing what you were saying was true or not true. And then, I mean, every shit hit the fan, as it always does, right? It can only go on so long. And you sort of had no choice but to reveal it all. But like you've said before, once it all came out, you had this sense of just great relief.
Yeah.
And now, I don't think you ever want to go back to that place. I don't think you want to be a liar. I don't think you want to be... No,
once you realize like what you were, what you were doing, what...
Yeah.
And then you're focused on something that you're so wanting to do, that becomes... your life. That becomes, mm-hmm. that replaces,
channels your energy.
That replaces what was missing before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So yes, I think I do know who you really are. And I think I see the commitment that you've had to the podcast and the commitment you've had to honesty, like just, you know, maybe in the past 6 months and mm-hmm. just, yeah, that you're, but you're, I also see you as someone who's growing and changing and that, you know, that's because we stuck it out and we were both willing to work at it. And that now we're not going to have the same marriage we had 5 years ago, you know? And that's a beautiful thing. I think it's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, it feels so much better.
Yeah, I would hope so.
I'm hoping that anybody who's going through this is listening right now, that don't take it as far as you want to. Because I was there and I did. But don't let like the shit hit the fan because maybe you should let the shit hit the fan because
except what you're saying, maybe what you're saying is come out with it and just
tell
it. Don't wait for it to blow up because you got found out, be the one to tell it. Because the person has two options. It's going to get found out. They're going to stay with you or they're going to not stay with you.
Yeah, but even just, I forget even about that, whether they're going to stay with you or not. Think about it from yourself, from your own point of view. Is that who you want to be? Is that what you really want to be doing? If it is, okay, fine. Mm-hmm. Leave your situation. Are you married? You're not, and you're doing all these things because you're not happy? Fine. That's allowed. Go, leave, get divorced if you don't want to work through it. But if you do, it's not fair to the other person. Mm-hmm. Come out with it. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be happier once you do. I promise. I'm here now.
Yeah. And, you know, life is long and we make mistakes and, you know, that's just.
Yeah, mistakes are okay the long term.
Yes, to a certain degree. You know?
Remember, somebody else is always having it worse.
All right.
There's way worse. What you got?
Okay, so favorite episodes.
Oh, okay. So we should turn the tides here and make it a little bit more
yeah.
upbeat. My favorite episode was the first episode we ever did.
Really?
That we never released. And we did it 8 times.
Right. The first episode did so many times.
So bad.
Not
the first episode, but
well, we have episodes we never released because we thought they were so bad.
Well, the first one. The first one before the first episode mm-hmm. that we actually never did. Mm-hmm. No, that was definitely not one of my favorites. I was just
right. Okay.
I think the first Pet Peeves episode is one of my favorites.
Mm-hmm.
That was our second episode.
Yep.
And I think that was great because we just jumped right in. And we had fun talking about each other's pet peeves. It was a great way to let people know what we were about, like what this podcast is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as I know, there's no other podcast episode out there that was something like that.
Just ragging on each other.
Yeah. Like just having fun, mm-hmm. you know, ripping each other apart and throwing it all out there. Like we threw it out there for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that. Also, the extreme and exotic vacation.
I know. You love that episode.
I do love it.
I got to go back and listen to that again.
So do I. I don't even remember it so much. The only thing I remember is that it was just fun. Like, yeah. It was a fun one.
We need to do more like that.
Yeah. Like, there was no, like, the content probably wasn't the best, mm-hmm. but I think we just had a lot of fun doing it.
Yeah.
So I think it was one of my favorites for us. Maybe not for everybody else.
Right. We had a really good time recording it. Yeah,
I have two more.
Oh shit! Yeah, wow.
I did my research.
You're our biggest fan.
The guilt episode, of course. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure if you were going to say that.
Oh, totally.
Okay.
Yeah, because we went extreme on this one. Once again, I don't think there's any other podcast out there.
That's what I was going to say.
Like mm-hmm. that. We really put ourselves out there on that one for real. Like,
oh yeah.
That was the most
real
thing I think you could ever listen to. And lastly, I said the fighting episode.
I said that too.
Yeah.
Same thing, that I think there was nothing else like it out there before.
Well,
aside from reality television, which is not really reality television.
Right.
No one has ever actually, you know, you never hear other couples fight unless it's like, you know.
Yeah, this was, it was
completely inappropriate at a restaurant or something.
Yeah, well, it was supposed to be just an episode about talking about your fighting style with each other mm-hmm. and how we're, but we literally.
But we can turn anything into a fight.
Fought. Mm-hmm. Like a real true fight yeah. on the episode.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Yeah. Yeah. I said that one too. And the guilt. Yeah. Just because nothing, I think there's nothing like that out there. And also getting to record with my sister has been one of my favorite
sure.
things because yeah. I love that we can do that together. And is there anything you've learned about me from the past year that you didn't know before?
Well, I answered that before.
Oh, you did?
I didn't learn anything about you.
Oh, okay.
But what I said was before is that I'm just really happy that you're finally getting to use your creative skills doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Look, I'm not knocking the stay-at-home mom thing. I know you were working. I know all that. I know that everything you were doing was work. But your writing and your creativity is finally being put to good use.
Yeah, it's the next stage.
And especially after you finish your book.
What book?
Oh, you didn't start yet.
I am writing a book?
Yeah. Come on. You got to write your book.
Oh, okay.
I thought you were writing a book already.
Okay. Anybody out there wants to see my book? Let me know.
No, but you're finally getting to use what you've always been very passionate about. Mm-hmm. So that excites me.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
Okay. And if you could Wait. Have what?
Did you learn anything about me?
Oh. you could never be an audiobook recorder. You tell very long stories. No. That you really don't give a shit what people think. Whereas at one time you did, you really have changed like that. You yeah. really don't care. And that makes me feel safe because it does. Ooh,
that's
yeah,
good.
It does. It makes me feel safe because I know that if people like, if, you know, if someone, whereas I like to say, I don't care what anybody thinks, but a little bit, you know, we get all this feedback and everything. And it's like Howard Stern always says, you know, he had to get off Twitter because when he was on Twitter, you know, people would leave like 40,000 amazing messages. And there would be one person out there who'd be like, you fucking suck, you dickhead. Mm-hmm. And he would concentrate on that one message, forgetting all of the other 40,000 mm-hmm. incredible ones. He just was glued to that one because that's just how it goes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so as much as I say it, I don't care and I don't, but sometimes you get mean messages or people in your life say something and it's kind of a dagger. I can come home and you're going to be like, don't, who fucking cares? Like, don't, it's fine. Get over, like you're very much my voice of reason for that.
Yeah. And I don't want to say I don't care at all what anybody thinks, because that could be a huge negative. So I don't want to say.
No. What you're saying is you're not, it's people who are judgmental and everything.
Right. But if I find a positive in what they're saying to me negatively.
Right. Constructive criticism. Oh, that's a good called. Word for it.
Yeah.
There's a term for that.
Do you have a dictionary in front of you?
I do not.
Come up with that all by yourself. I can take constructive criticism very well. And I use it to my advantage. So I'm okay. Bring it on. That's fine.
Okay.
But.
Yeah, but sometimes people think they're giving constructive criticism and it's just criticism.
99% of
right,
the time.
Right, right.
With the internet, that's right, the way it goes.
Right, yeah, so, you know, it is hard to, but you kind of get used to it. But I am on social media all day long, so it does get a little bit overwhelming.
Do we get a lot of, like, bad?
No, we really don't. We, okay. Not at all. But, you know, when you get it, you really get it. You know, right. You really get somebody. Taylor Swift just actually put out, I'm not a huge Taylor Swift fan, but she just put out a new song that I love, which is all about like trolls on the internet and stuff. It's called You Need to Calm Down. And it's the lyrics are incredible. I don't know if she wrote it or not, but when I was listening to it, I was like, oh my God, yes, this is like, it's just, everyone needs to listen to that song.
Okay.
It's great. Yeah, it's sort of like, why? Just move on.
Right.
Just keep going. Why?
Yeah,
what?
Use that passion well, somewhere
all,
else.
Right, like yeah. all this time and energy you have, and this is what you're choosing to do with it. Just fucking keep scrolling, dude. I mean, come on.
People want to be heard. They want their voice heard.
Okay, well, you know.
Start a podcast.
Go somewhere else, man. So, all right, and so tell me about who would you want to have on?
Oh, that's...
If we could have anybody on.
Okay.
I know it's a hard question because yeah. There's so many people. You could list a few. Just list a few. And people should send us ideas because, you know, we'll reach out to some celebrities. I'm sure they're all yeah. dying to get on the show.
That's too hard for me. Well, I said before, I wish I was on that Joe Rogan, Bob Lazar video or a podcast.
Yeah.
I would have loved to have been on that conversation.
Right. So you want to have someone on to talk about aliens?
And
marriage.
Aliens and marriage?
Yeah.
How to marry an alien?
Women are from Mars. Men are from Mars.
Men are from Mars. Yeah. Women are from Venus.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
This is too much. I don't know. Okay. I would love to talk to Neil deGrasse Tyson. And if it's, I know it's too late, but I think my overall, if I could ever have anybody ever on here.
George Carlin.
Oh. Wow. Yeah. You do know me.
I do know you. Yep.
He'd be my number one pick.
Uh-huh. Right.
I mean, he was.
He would be great.
I mean, yeah. He wasn't just a comedian. He was.
Right.
He was brilliant.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. I know. I mean, I could say, you know, who do I want on? Oprah.
Oh, you've already said. Well, I mean, that's it. Everybody.
Well, I could say things like that, and it's stupid because it's so far fetched. You know, Michelle Obama. Fine. You know,
but they're all far fetched.
Oh.
Yeah. Like I'm gonna be on.
Oh, I kind of tried. I tried to take it down a notch because it's about maybe. Like I said, Sarah Silverman. I would love to have Sarah Silverman.
Well, your friend can be on.
Not
here.
My best friend Sarah Silverman. Although I'd like her to come on too, but
wouldn't be that tough.
Yeah, it would. She would never come on. And Chelsea Handler, I would love to have on. I think that would be awesome.
Yeah, she's cool.
Yeah.
I'm a fan.
Yeah. You know, Howard Stern.
That's not far-fetched. That's like second tier for you?
No, I don't know. You know, there's so many I would love to, so many people I would love to have on.
Of course.
It's a pipe dream. Could happen.
No good.
And what will you never forget from this year?
All right. One thing I will never forget from this past year is how you and I teamed up, did something. We started something from nothing. Mm-hmm. We really just took an idea and did it.
Mm-hmm.
With no knowledge, no background, no anything. We just fucking did it.
That was exactly my answer. We fucking did it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, did what we're acting like we're not, you know, we're not like at the Academy Awards or anything.
Who cares?
But right.
But look what we've succeeded in doing within one
year.
Just
that we did it. Just that we said we were going to do it and we did it. Yeah. Right there is a success.
Like we walked past the equipment for 2 months, walking, you know, back and mm-hmm. forth saying, oh, look, there's a mic over there. Look.
Yep. Big Ben Parliament.
Big Ben Parliament. But we took the step and we just did it. Mm-hmm. And that's that says it all.
Yep. For me. And anybody can.
Yeah.
We are literally anybody. Okay, you don't get any more anybody than us. We are the anybodyest of the anybodies. So you can too. Please, just do it. Whatever it is, do it.
Well, speaking of which, I'm going to tease a little bit of a couple of ideas that I have because you also asked me what I expect or hope to happen in the future for us, for this podcast.
Naked marriage and martinis.
Are you looking at my notes?
Did you really say that?
No.
Oh, I was going to say. Nobody wants to see that.
Well, close. I want to start doing some video. I want to record this podcast. I want people to be able to watch us do this. So you're going to have to actually shower and get dressed.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck no. Nope, not going to happen.
I want us to do some live.
The survey says, nope.
I want some live events. I want to start touring around.
Yeah, I would too.
Doing live stuff.
I would too. I'd love to. The live I would love to do. I won't be showered then either.
Who cares?
I won't be.
Does anybody want to see that? Does anybody want to come?
Right. Would you buy tickets? Let us know. Send us a message.
Because that's the only way it's going to happen. If you let us know that you want it, because we can't take the chance up front and just nobody
Wait,
shows
can
up.
Can you imagine? Aw.
Yeah.
Aww, that would suck. That would be terrible.
That'd be so sad.
Maybe though we would get coverage, like you know how sometimes people will cover like this little boy didn't have a birthday party, didn't have anyone show up at his birthday party, so everybody from the community came. Maybe right. It'll turn out like that.
Yeah, I'm sure it will.
Yeah, somebody will.
But
come.
That's my next big dream is to take this thing to the next step. Like,
yeah.
1,000%, like take it to
the
next
level.
We do
have some exciting things coming up that I'm not going to share yet.
Oh,
well, I shared with you.
Okay, I do know about it?
Yeah. Right. Why? You can't think of anything exciting coming up? Maybe it's not as exciting for you as it is for
me. Maybe you had some things I didn't know about.
Yeah, we have some plans that are exciting.
Okay.
For me. Yeah. So also just for your anniversary, you know, if you are enjoying the podcast and everything and if you would like it to help us to get to the next level where we could do video and stuff and get all the equipment for that, please go and, you know, buy us a little year anniversary gift by supporting us. There's a support us button on our, and you could just, you know, buy us a drink for our year anniversary or something.
And thank you for those who have.
And it all goes back into the podcast. Trust me, I am not buying fancy jewelry with it, I swear. So
it's a nice necklace you got on.
Yeah, I have no necklace on. I'm sweating like a motherfucker. Please rate and review.
Yeah.
I would love, love, love by next week to have 500 ratings and reviews. We're at
what do we have?
I don't know, less than that. But I would love to get.
So it's not.
I would love to go past 500. That would be awesome. And it's Yeah, and it really does help. It helps to bring us up in the charts, and then more people see us, and it's a big help. Please, if you love us, rate and review. If you don't, nope. and share us with your friends, please. And you know, we would love it. Just anybody you think would love to hear it, share it. Show them how to download a podcast and share it.
All right.
All right.
That was it.
That's
1 year.
Yeah, I'm gonna cry.
1 year.
Yep.
And
didn't you give me a cake or anything?
Yeah,
Some bullshit right there. You ate it.
That's good.
All right,
guys.
Yeah, we love
so
you.
Much.
We can't thank you enough. It's been an amazing year. Thank you for staying with us and supporting us through all of it. And yeah, we can't thank you enough. We're so blessed.
Yeah, blessed.
We are blessed, baby.
Wow.
We are blessed.
That's a big word for
it
you.
It is. It's, wow. We are blessed. Yeah, we are blessed with this community, I have to say.
All right, guys. Thanks so much. Love you.